On FM, online, on digital radio, and on your mobile. This is Lynx FM News.
It's 5 o'clock. The bomb disposal units have carried out a controlled explosion of a suspicious bag which was found at City Hall in Lincoln. It was found at around 2 o'clock this afternoon. Orchard Street's been closed, with students living nearby and staff from the building evacuated onto Newland. Lynx FM's Cathy Green's been there.
I'm stood just down from the police station and the road is completely blocked off. That's by police cars with their lights flashing. There's also members of the fire service that I can see. It's about 10 officers here who are guarding the entrance. A few people gathering around to try and find out what's going on, and traffic just moving through as normal.
Police are expecting to be able to lift the cordon soon. The government's announced £50 million worth of funding for Lincoln's Eastern Bypass. It'll see a road linking the Rugby roundabout to the A15. Work on the project will start in the new year and should be finished by the end of 2019. Doug Balderton is from the Federation of Small Businesses. He's spoken out about the project, saying it'll be a huge help for local companies.
Any congestion is bad news, and not just for business, for shoppers too. Shoppers need shops and businesses need clients. And I think that if any relief of that congestion has got to be a wonderful thing.
The Transport Secretary Chris Grayling's also announced £2.5 million for potholes in the county. That'll fix nearly 47,000 of them. The former coach at the centre of football's child sex abuse scandal has been admitted to hospital. Barry Bennell was found unconscious in a hotel room in Hertfordshire. He's been accused by a number of ex-players of abusing youngsters during his time at Crewe. Campaigners say building a 24/7 waste site in Lincoln would cause awful smells close to their homes. They're meeting tonight to talk about how they'll try and stop the plant being built on Longleas Road. The application's already been handed in, but a decision won't be made until next year. The Education Secretary has defended government proposals on grammar schools whilst on a visit to Sleaford. Justine Greening's been campaigning ahead of next week's by-election. The government's consulting on possibly creating new grammar schools. She says it's right they have that conversation.
It's about responding to parents. It's about looking at how we can make sure grammars really do have doors that are open to all children, in particular disadvantaged young people. And understanding how they can play a strong role in helping to lift other schools around them.
Just returning to our main story, and the bomb disposal unit have carried out a controlled explosion of a suspicious bag which was found at City Hall in Lincoln. We're told the bag itself didn't contain explosives, and the area and the surrounding roads will be reopened in the next few minutes. Paul Nuttall has been elected the new leader of UKIP. The MEP says he'll put the great back into Britain and replace Labour as the UK's main opposition party. The Rad Arrows have performed their final display of 2016 in Kuwait this afternoon. They've now completed a two-month tour of the Middle East. That's the latest. I'm Charlotte Reid.